Big Flames news breaking just minutes ago. Devin Setoguchi is the newest member of the club, signing a one-year contract worth $750,000. We've got him on the phone line. Afternoon, Devin, how are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Well, this is exciting news. You're a Tabor guy, and you've just officially signed with the Calgary Flames. How long has this been something you've thought about?
Yeah, I mean, obviously growing up, I watched the Flames a lot, so... it's going to be exciting for not only for me but for my family to be back close to home, and they get to come up and watch some games now.
Congratulations on the deal. Tell us about the conversations leading up to this announcement that we heard of just about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in talks here the last couple of days, and what it came down to was just kind of an opportunity for both sides to, you know, I'm very grateful that, you know, they give me a chance this year to come in and try to re-spark a career that a career path that I would like to get back on. And, you know, I see it happening there with the work that they've done and with the kids that they got there and the team and the organization and just their work ethic that they have there. I think it's a perfect fit for myself to come in and get back to playing hockey the way I can.
I think fans around here would remember you as a 30-goal guy with the San Jose Sharks, but all of a sudden this is your third team in 3 years. What do you have to do to get back to that level, or is it 30 goals that is what you need to do? Is there other ways that you can help a Calgary Flames club?
I think I just need to get back to playing the way I can and being in the best shape I possibly can be in. And the one thing that you know about Calgary is the work ethic of that team is extremely high. And for myself, I need to make sure that I'm ready to go from day one when I get there. And I think I've done a fairly good job this summer of getting myself to where I need to be and getting back to the level of play that I need to be in. And I know I'm going to work extremely hard to try to fit in with the kids and the team that they have there and try and be a leader as much as I can say. I mean, I'm not a young guy anymore. I'm close to 500 games, and I think it's about time that I took this step to be a good, strong player for this team.
We were chatting with the newest member of the Calgary Flames. Devin Setoguchi spent last season with the Winnipeg Jets on the Big Show Saturday edition. Ryan Pinder and Josh Humphries.
Devin, obviously being a local guy, an Alberta guy close to Calgary here, there's a few on the Flames right now, guys like Joe Colburn and whatnot. How familiar are you with some of the guys on this team right now? Have you maybe crossed paths with them or played with any of these guys before?
I played under 17, under 18 with Chris Russell. I know their family. I know him and his brother really well. I know Mason Raymond pretty well. We put summer hockey programs for a while, and I know he's a local kid as well. I know a lot of the guys from around the league just from playing with them. But a lot of the younger kids that are on the team, I don't know very well, but I know them from playing against them. So I know that they got a lot of young players in Monahan. And like you said, Colburn, and they got a lot of young talent that works extremely hard, and they're only going to get better as they get older. So that's pretty much what I know about the team. And I know Hiller pretty good too, because he stopped a lot of my shots when I was in the San Jose conference with him.
And also, I guess you talk about that. I mean, you're coming to an organization that, I mean, last year they admitted they were going through a rebuild, but what they did on the team last year surprised maybe a lot of people, exceeded expectations with a lot of people. How familiar are you with kind of where the organization is as a whole?
Well, I mean, I've talked with Brad and with Bob and the direction that they want to go in with the team. And I think that was the perfect fit for me, and how they work and how they're striving to be as an organization and how professional they are. It's it's something I think that I needed in my game to get back. And so I mean, as far as me signing there, I think this is the perfect fit for both sides. And like I said, I'm just glad that I've gotten a deal done, and I think it is personally the best fit that it could have been for me.
I wonder if you draw any inspiration from what you saw to Mason Raymond. Last year, he probably had a similar offseason to yours. He actually went to the Toronto Maple Leafs on a tryout basis and then signs the one-year short-term contract. And a year later, he's inked a $9 million three-year deal. Is that sort of the situation? Do you see a similarity between that and where you're at right now?
Well, yeah, you know, I saw an interview with Mason, how, you know, how long of a summer it was for him and how frustrating it was. And, you know, that's kind of how mine's gone so far. And it's a lot. And, you know, it's a lot to take in mentally. But I think it helps you grow as a person. Definitely as a player. And Mace proved it. And, you know, a lot of teams didn't take a chance on him, and Toronto did, and you know, I'm sure he thanked them, and you know, now look at him today. So that's my goal is to come in and be the best possible player I can be for this organization, and you know, leave it all out there, and you know, and get that reputation back that I had once had, and you know, be a leader and being that player that I know I can be.
How much of a relief is it to get a deal done? I do sense that this is a weight lifted, that now you know where you're going to be. You can find a place. You can focus on a date for training camp, and you can get into is there just been a major weight lifted off you at this point? Is there relief?
It's huge. I mean, it's huge. As far as, you know, knowing where you're going now and having things all set, you can prepare for this. And, you know, now you can get a place all set and ready to go. Luckily enough, I'm familiar with the area, and I know my way around a bit in Calgary. So it's a lot easier for me, and it's definitely going to be a lot easier for my family now to come watch a couple games, and grandparents too, who, you know, don't make it out very very often. So it's a lot of weight lifted, like you said, and you know, I'm just, like I said, very thankful that I get this chance.
And Devin, obviously, your local guy playing here in Calgary, but last year he's played with Winnipeg at a Canadian market as well. I wonder kind of for you the differences from San Jose, which, I mean, no shortage of hockey fans and sold-out arenas there, Minnesota, the same thing, but playing at a Canadian market last year and now getting another chance to play in a Canadian market here in Calgary, how's that been?
You know, I think it's a different feel, you know. Tough to go out for dinner sometimes, and you know, like, people are always around, and there's a lot of pressure, and you know, that's what we gotta deal with. I don't think it's any different going from Canadian markets to American teams or American to Canadians. It's just how you deal with it, and I think it'll be easier the second time around for me to deal with it. Just, you know, being close to my hometown and knowing the area, and you know, the Flames have just great fans too. I mean, I've been to tons of Flames games growing up, and you know, it's fun. It's exciting for me, and it's exciting for I think for the organization to have a lot of new followers, and definitely I think the whole town of Tabor is Flames fans anyway. So I'm sure you'll see a lot of them at the games.
Well, Devin, congratulations. There's obviously, as you mentioned, there'll be a lot of excitement in Tabor. Congratulations on the deal with the hometown club, and we look forward to seeing you at camp, which is coming around the corner. Congratulations and good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Devin Setoguchi, the newest member of the Calgary Flames. He inks a one-year contract worth $750,000.